Based on our presentations in past commission meetings, the Texas Municipal League approached us and said, we would like to enter into a conversation with you about this program. We think that there's a great opportunity to have more thoughtful consideration about how it all works. We would like to engage you in a conversation about developing an understanding between our member communities and your Department of Transportation and those metropolitan planning organizations that we all work with, to have a consistent review process of how this should all work, and then to document that so that as you go around the state talking to your partners in a variety of communities, there will be a consistent discussion and something that's written down that kind of frames the conversation as you move forward. So we've been working with the Texas Municipal League and the Texas Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations to develop an MOU that we can enter into. These are some of the main points of that memorandum of understanding. It's certainly predicated on the belief that it's voluntary and cooperative, that this isn't being forced or thrust upon anyone without their due consideration and willing acceptance of it, that we make sure that as we do it in a logical way so that it's not just cities of over 50,000, but if there are small and large cities that are co-joined, adjacent to one another inside these larger metropolitan planning boundaries, that all of them can participate in the program. Heavens knows we wouldn't want to have a hodgepodge of controls over a roadway that, for the public's point of view, is just a road from maybe Arlington over to a neighboring community, as an example. And that as we go through this, if cities look at it and say, it's just not a good thing for us to think about right now, that there's no punishment from the agency. There's no penalty for not volunteering to participate in the program, if you will, and that the benefit inures back to the community if they choose to participate. So finally, just a few wrap-up comments, and I know that the chairman of the Texas Municipal League is here today, Mr. Jungus Jordan, a dear friend of ours and a great partner. I believe he has some comments he'd like to share about this whole initiative. But we believe that as we work through this program, we can commit to the communities that are willing to partner with us, that as we save these dollars through this transfer of responsibilities from the state to the city on those roadways, that we'll be able to put that money back to use in those communities for eligible activities so that they still see the benefit of those savings. We think there's about $100 million limit that we would like to encourage as the initial phase of this program, so we can kind of get a feel for how it works and how it's going to benefit the state as a whole. And that, again, the commitment is that when we're not spending those maintenance dollars on those assets in the future, we'll reinvest those savings back into safety, mobility, maintenance activities within that same community as we move forward. So I just wanted to quickly update you on this program and let you know that cities like Lubbock, San Antonio, a variety through the Metroplex are working with us, and the Texas Municipal League and the Texas Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations have been value-added partners with us. I believe also I saw Ashby Johnson here from the Texas Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations. He may have a few comments he'd like to share as well. But those are the comments I had for the commission. I'd be happy to answer your questions, but I do believe that Chairman Jordan.
Can I ask one quick question?
Just sure.
The $100 million limit. How much of that have we committed at this point or even spent?
I think Lubbock got it all.
Lubbock? No. We haven't officially documented a commitment of any yet. We haven't actually entered into a partnership with, but those few that I mentioned are the first. The city of Lubbock, as an example, Commissioner Vandegrift, I think, is going to be something in the neighborhood of $6 million if they do the whole deal.
Okay. So it can go quick, is what
it
I'm
could
saying.
Go quickly. Yes, sir.
Okay. So that $100 million is not per project. That's cumulative of going out. So first come, first serve.
Yes, sir.
I have a feeling if it was $100 million per project, we would have had a
lot
of
volunteers. Yeah, that's a good way to encourage volunteerism, to say, you know, it's $100 million per roadway project.
As John noted, Jungus Jordan, a council member, Jungus Jordan from Fort Worth this year, and head of the Texas president.
President,
morning, Texas Municipal League. Jungus, welcome.
Chairman Houghton, Commissioners, Mr. Bass, thank you. I am Jungus Jordan. I am the president of the Texas Municipal League. Texas Municipal League represents 1,137 cities in this great state, and We like to think that we are the greatest cities in the greatest state and the greatest nation on God's earth. And as has been talked about this morning, Texas is growing. Texas has it right. We're bringing jobs here. We have a great vision for the future. I like to think that Texas has two basic traits. All Texans have those two traits. One is we're fiercely independent, and we're going to face our challenges head on, and we're going to try to solve them on our own. But the second trait is we collaborate. We work together in the prairie spirit to find solutions. And I take note of your mission statement for TxDOT, which is to work with others to provide safe and reliable transportation solutions for Texas. I think this is a prime example of cities and our mobility planning organizations working together to find a solution, to find economies for the citizens of Texas. And we are very appreciative of the commission's leadership, the partnership of John Barton's leadership, and I am here to say thank you for allowing us to pursue this memorandum of understanding. It is a memorandum of understanding between TxDOT, the Texas Municipal League, and the Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations. And there's a philosopher that once said, the greatest prayer you can ever give is to say thank you. And I am here to say thank you to TxDOT and guiding this great state that we have many years of prosperity and success in front of us. And we look forward to partnering this legislative session to find other dollars to build more mobility in our great state. So thank you very much.
Jungus, thank you very much. Any questions of Jungus?
Jungus, are y'all voting today? Is that correct?
We will vote tomorrow. Our board of directors meets tomorrow, and we will vote to move forward and sign this tri-party agreement.
Because it hasn't been, y'all. I thought y'all hadn't voted yet. So
we have not.
We
have
a great, it was today, but it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow morning, okay. And we have a great deal of support on this. We have briefed the board previously, and we think we're ready to move forward.
Well, I want to thank you for your leadership in this. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Chairman,
thank you very much.
I got to echo that. In a sea of concern, I would call it, that the communities had out there, and including my concern, frankly, at that point in terms of how it was rolled out, there was never an issue with the intent of the program or the rationale behind it or what could happen. And I appreciate the fact that one of the first people up that saw that and understood that was Jungus Jordan, and when he took over the role of the Texas Municipal League, the tone of the conversation changed dramatically. So, you know, you reasoned together with the department, and thank you for that very much.
Thank you. We are partners.
Thank
we'll
you,
move
Jungus.
Forward. Thank you.
And we can get Ashby to fill out a card, but this is Ashby Jordan with the Texas Municipal League.
Ashby, welcome, Ashby.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Mr. Bass. For the record, my name is Ashby Johnson. I'm the Executive Director of the Texas Association of MPOs. I'm also the Assistant Director for the Houston MPO. We brought the MOU before our membership last Thursday in our meeting, and I was authorized to sign the MOU on behalf of Tempo. However, I do not have the authority to speak on behalf of the policy boards of all 25 MPOs across the state. So once TML has approved and signed off and it moves forward, we're going to send the document back out to all 25 MPOs for their policy boards review and hopefully on concurrence. And then we can bring it back to you at that time.
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you for your leadership.
Thank you.
Commissioner Mosley, has Houston thought about taking back Westheimer? I don't want to put any pressure
on. They've been quiet on the topic, Chairman.
No pressure. John, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to brief you on this. And as we work forward with this, I believe that once we get the responses back from Texas Municipal League and from the Texas Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations, our executive director will be ready to execute the MOU on our behalf.